You've been arrested 27 times for various stalking-related offenses, even before they called them stalking.
A great number of those cases were dropped. The arrests, while I was arrested for these kind of, as you say, stalking-type behaviors, a majority of, I think only one or two charges were ever pressed in those instances.
So you're implying that now, I mean, this behavior is something that still continues.
No, I'm not saying
well,
that.
I mean, according to my files,
there are. I mean,
you still have 11 restraining orders against you.
Only 8 of them of the people live in this state. So in some ways, I feel like there's only 8.
But I mean, at this point in your career, you as an artist are forbidden from coming within 300 yards of most of the Randolph Street corridor and the Art Institute of Chicago to this day.
But they have my work in it.
Well, but you can't actually, you know, go to the building. I mean, I know that you have struck up over the years a friendship with because of your exhibition pass with Francesco Bunami, and you are allowed to go to the MCA.
I know. And I was at James Rondeau's Christmas party. And I get on fabulously with him. My lawyer is looking into, is talking with the Art Institute's lawyer to get that dropped, because the school has actually asked me to speak in the Visiting Artists series for next year, and hopefully all this will be cleared up.
That's part of their Fecal Art series, correct?
No, this is actually it's part of the Body Trends Transmission series. Hopefully this will all be cleared up. But I've been talking with the exhibitions and events people there, and they think that they can get it cleared up, because a lot of these things were a couple of them, but there's been most of my feud was with James Wood, and he's out at the Art Institute now. So hopefully my relation with them will become a lot better.
Well, we can only hope. I mean, I know at this point you've managed to not do anything to offend Mr. Cuno, who's the new director there.
No, I went out to I was at a dinner party. I guess it was right before the holidays that he was at, and I talked to him for a while, and he seemed to know a lot about my career and me as a Chicago artist, and I was very, he seemed like a very nice guy, and
but now I'm surprised to find that you get on with him so well after his scholarly essay of the early 90s, if you remember.
I do, and I did ask him about
the title
that.
Of which, I'm sorry to bring up these painful things, but and I know we've talked about this a lot in our individual sessions, but I wanted to, sort of give the listening audience sort of full disclosure, and I believe Mr. Cuno's article was 1994, that was in Art Forum, and it was Hamilton Reed is a Talentless Hack, I believe is the title.
I think it was, if memory serves me right, it was Hamilton Reed, is he a talented hack?
I think it was talentless, but
or talentless hack. But I believe that there was a question about it, and it to his defense, which if he's listening, he can call up. But he has withdrawn some of those statements in retrospect because he did have he is writing my foreword. For the book that's coming out about the last 20 years of art, it's gonna be. I'm talking to a couple of presses right now, and it should be out in spring of 2006.
Very good, very good.
So hopefully he'll write the foreword, and it'll be great.
So let's move from the topic of your criminal behaviors to some of your relationships.
Yes,
you have been married 4 times.
Legally? Legally, 4 times. I've been engaged 6, I think. Okay. I think that's right.
Okay. Once to a first cousin, I believe.
It was actually a second cousin. Oh, but like that, that was misreported in the press.
Okay.
It was a second cousin, which that it was only for 2 months. As I outline in the book that I put out 3 years ago, that was part of an art piece, and that it was never like it wasn't actually a marriage. Like I never slept with her,
mm-hmm.
but we were legally married.
There were reports in the media, and most of this is internet related media, because scandal sheet sort of stuff.
Yeah,
and I mean it's a small audience for the arts, but in terms of consummation of marriages, the rumors have been that you haven't actually consummated any of your marriages, including your 3-year long marriage to a former student, Lindsay Smith.
Well, that's. I mean, I don't feel like I need to defend my sexual prowess at this point.
Well, it's not a question of prowess. It's a question of, I mean, I think we're all hearkening back to some of the issues with your mother and the issues of male inadequacy.
I understand that. And it is true that the relationship that I had with my former student was a short-lived one, but it was also played up too extreme. I mean, I guess we were married for 3 years, and we did date for about 2 years before that. But our relationship was a fully functioning relationship, and we actually were considering having kids at one point. So I mean, that is just scandal sheet rubberish.
What issues plague you that make this sort of interaction so difficult for you?
I mean, part of it is just the, I have cleanliness issues that I do shower about 4 times a day, and more if I can, and that there are many studies that trace a lot of disease to those that are found in the skin and saliva, but this does not mean that I have not had fine relations with the other 3 of my wives, and that, I mean, part of it does become like evident in some of my work as well, that these kind of experiences are thought of as meditations on like breaking through these kind of cleanliness problems, and that